will now continue our media availabilities with Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4 Jimmy John's Ford for Stuart Haas Racing. We'll go ahead and open up for questions. Please raise your hand and state your name and affiliation.
Lee Spencer, RacingVoice.com. Kevin, are you surprised at the pushback that the sanctioning body is get from adding the, what, you know, is a derivative of the All-Star package?
I guess you need to clarify pushback.
It just seems that people are, you know, as high as everybody was initially on the All-Star package, it seems like people have cooled down from saying, you know, oh, we need to go in this direction. And I think on happy hours, you said a lot of thought and effort needs to be put in before any major decision is made.
Yeah, and that's really my thoughts, is just making sure it's right. The pushback doesn't surprise me.
We'll go over here to the right to Mark.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Kevin, drivers go throughout their career, you know, wanting to hit the sweet spot. And I was just wondering, you know, what does it feel like to walk through the gate every week going, we got a shot.
Yeah,
we got a serious shot.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. And, you know, I think that the biggest thing for me is I've been totally on the opposite side of this. And you know, you come to the racetrack knowing that you don't have a chance every week. And what are you going to do to fix it, and how are you going to fix it? And now it's, you know you have a shot coming to the racetrack. You got a group of guys and team and organization and manufacturer and everybody who's trying to figure out how to keep it going and doing everything that they can to keep progressing the cars and the team and everything around it. So it's, you know, for me, it's kind of full circle. And, you know, I think over the last almost 5 years now, we've been fortunate to have, you know, a lot of success. Nothing is really different this year. You know, it's the same group of people, same organization. You know, I shouldn't say there's nothing different. There's a lot different as far as just the being in the second year with Ford. You know, and being able to have 4 cars that are running well says a lot about the organization. But, you know, I think as you look back and I go back to 2014, I feel like we were in the same position, just didn't capitalize on the amount of race win opportunities that we had, just from, you know, part failures and inexperience and mistakes and all the things that we did that year. We were able to win a championship, but you know, that was a year that I put the performance right up next to where we are, even 2015. But this year, I think we've just capitalized on more moments to win races, and in the end, that's really what it's all about, is how many times do you get to victory lane.
I've also listened to you in recent weeks talk about how, you know, the team has stayed motivated and keeps pushing, but is in the sense that all the success, you know, sometimes when it's going bad, the snowball rolls over the top of you. Now the snowball's big and it's rolling downhill. Is it a little bit easier to stay working hard, stay focused, stay up when things are going this well?
You know, that's a good question, just because of the fact that, you know, I feel like there's just there's a lot of pressure on a lot of things outside of racing currently. And, you know, I think that everybody in the garage hears that and is a part of that and understands that. So, you know, making sure that you control those thoughts and the things that come with that, you know, are difficult. But I think that the success is obviously what everybody's here for. And, you know, when you get that on the weekends and you're able to, you know, do those types of things, and you don't have to, you know, be a part of the process and the push to fight every week of you know, what you do to get there, I think that really helps keep everybody motivated. So it's a grind. And, you know, I think as you see, you know, Elliot and Casey and some of these guys kind of call it quits. The common theme out of both of those retirements is not, you know, physical or didn't have anything to drive. It's you know, the grind, and I want to spend more time with my family. That's the part that you know, you hear out of both of those situations. So it's the lifestyle and the things that come with it are tough, and that's really harder right now than putting the cars on the racetrack, is just making sure that you keep everybody motivated. And you know, I think it's for us, it's good timing for the off week. You know, I think I like the off week being you know, a couple weeks before the playoffs start, because that's really when it takes another step of intensity, and you got to be ready for that mentally.
All right, we'll come over here to Matt, and then in the back to Jerry.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. Piggybacking off of Lee's question, you had said on Happy Hours that you had told Matt that you felt like the proposed package was essentially like the IRL, wide open all the time. Is a part of this conversation essentially having to justify to the racing community at large that you spend your entire career trying to go into a corner until you have to lift to where now you make it to the highest level and you're going to be wide open? Is that part of the dichotomy?
Well, you know, the thing I said was you know, the drivers just want to make sure. The initial question from the fan was, you know, it seems like the drivers, why do the drivers keep, the drivers council and the drivers keep saying no to the All-Star package? And I don't think, first off, we don't have that authority to say, to give those answers. We give our feedback. And, you know, I think as you look at the direction that, you know, is possibly talked about, you know, I think it's got more horsepower, and it's got more things that come with that drafting package. So, like I say, my biggest concern all along is that it's right, because, you know, in the end, you know, it's a different rules package. It's a change. It's going to cost the teams money, and it's going to be different. So, you know, I think as you do those types of things, you just got to make sure that it's right, and that's really my concern as far as what the rules and things are. You know, I'm way past worrying about it. You know, I think my team will succeed at whatever the rules are, and be able to get to victory lane and do the things that it takes. So we just need to know what the rules are, so we can start working on them. And I think there's a set time frame that those rules come out. And as long as you know, there's that possibility. And the reference that I made to IndyCar racing was just the fact that, you know, changing the rules from low downforce to high downforce, and, you know, I think there's some things to be learned from the IndyCar side to make sure that we don't make those same mistakes.
What would you learn? Like, what is the lesson to be learned?
Well, don't do the same thing they did. Okay. Just because of the fact that, you know, in the racing community, IndyCar was at a peak, and things went downhill when, you know, the things started to split up and rules started to change, and you know, it was just a mess. So it's taken them a long time to get back to where they are today. And those are the types of things that you just don't want to see.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires.net and PRN. I want to ask you about Darlington, because you always tell me that you don't ever think ahead, but you've talked about the off week a lot. What are your off week plans, and how do you intend to relax, or you got some other things planned?
Honestly, don't know yet. Keelan has to go to school, so that's really the main priority. Is he starts school next Wednesday, so that everything will pretty much revolve around that and how that's going. I will be there first day. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of you guys have kids, and you want to make sure that what they're doing they're comfortable with, and you know, going to school and being home all summer is, you know. You just got to make sure that things are going well, so that when you leave, mom's not, you know, pinned against the wall and you know, not happy. So, you know, it's you know, that's really part of the lifestyle that we live, and you know, part of the situation that we constantly work on and are working on currently is just to make sure that life in general is livable, and making sure that it coincides with the things that you're doing here to flow well. So as he gets older and he does different things, I mean, it becomes different in the amount of time that it takes, whether it's him playing sports or going to school. But the off week, you know, where it falls, it revolves around what he does and you know, getting him comfortable in school. So that's really the only plan, because you never know where it's going to go on day one.
And quick follow up. Any heat from the go-kart, or any from the quarter midgets that you got, and also the burnout, well, not a burnout, but the getting right around the victory lane last mm-hmm. week, Delana?
Yeah, the quarter midget didn't go over well. Eating pizza for dinner every night didn't go over well. And running the golf cart into the tree didn't go over well. So, you know, the victory lap kind of covered a lot of that up, and that, you know, it was really neat that we were able to make that happen, just because of the fact that, you know, he and I had actually been talking about it, and how often do things like that happen when you're just randomly talking about a situation like that and able to actually make it happen. But it was pretty cool to climb back in the car to do a victory lap, and the first thing I did was reach over and give knuckles to, you know, my son sitting in the passenger seat. He did get stage fright, though. They told me they had to basically carry him out there. He got to the wall, and he's like, I don't want to go. I don't think this is a good idea. And so, you know, as we got over, got him over there, and he was able to, you know, be within, you know, football field of me, instead of, you know, being right next to me, he was way more comfortable than being within a football field of me. So it was just a great moment, and super happy that NASCAR was able to let us cooperate. Was willing to cooperate and let us do what we wanted to do, and you know, what a memory, and to be able to do that as a dad. All you dads know that's pretty cool to celebrate stuff like that with your son at work.
We'll go to Reed, Woody, and Chris.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. As an organization, you went through the change from Chevy to Ford. Is that in any way analogous to the change you're about to go through in models from the Fusion to the Mustang? And were there things that you learned in that process that will help with this one?
Well, I think the things we learned in the process, for sure. You know, I think as you look at what we're going to do, you know, I think we'll be way ahead of where we were there, because, you know, it wasn't just changing the body before. It was, you know, taking on building your own chassis and starting your own complete engineering department, and a lot of other things that came with what we did the first year. And, you know, you put the engine in the car, and the, you know, the chassis doesn't work, and the steering components didn't work, and it was just one problem after another. And then, you know, the manufacturing side of things, you know, when we first went to Ford, were quite an undertaking. So, you know, I think as you look at it, making sure that you have all the aero pieces in place that are already in place and in the process, and you know, really, you know, we can work on the current car and the current rules and the things that we have. So, you know, going back to the Auto Week question over here, you know, I think it's the most important thing for us is seeing our car in whatever rules package is going to be, you know, the secondary rules package, so that we know what we're working with and what the speeds are going to be and how it needs to be built and all those types of things. So there's you know, there's a lot of things to work on, but I don't think it's near as big of an undertaking as what we did, and I think our organization will be well positioned to work on the things that we need to, and excited about the project. I don't think anybody would have pushed to make sure that we kept doing it. The Mustang project, if we didn't think it was better.
We'll go over to Woody and then to Chris.
So Woody came with MRN. Jerry passed on Darlington, but I wanted to ask you about your throwback schemes there, specifically the old school Busch colors and then the Winston West throwback. You have a lot of input in those, and what kind of memories does that evoke from those days for you?
Yeah, obviously Busch is a throwback to you know, a can during that particular area. A car looks good, and you know, I think on the Xfinity side, you know, for me, you know, that was a 1998 throwback that we're doing to the Spears championship car. That was probably one of the most fun years that I've ever had in racing. We traveled up and down the road in a 1977 Winnebago and a 24-foot trailer, because that's what Wayne told us that we had to use when we didn't have the truck and trailer that were at the truck races. So we had more fun in that motorhome than we probably did any other time that I've ever raced stock cars, and just had, we had one car, we had a group of guys that just loved to race, and we raced all but one race, I believe, that year with the truck series, and wound up winning the West Series championship that we weren't even supposed to run. So it was a fun year, and to have Hunt Brothers kind of throw it back to that year for me is a lot of fun, and definitely had some input on that one.
ChrisMayKetchfence.com. Kevin, I know you've been pretty connected this year with doing some TV for the Xfinity and truck stuff and the radio show on Sirius and whatnot. Is there a driver that maybe that's sparked on your radar that you feel like has the capabilities of being a Sunday driver here in the near future?
Well, you know, I think that the you know, the process has changed so much with where everything is, and I think as you've seen how long it takes for somebody to come over to the Cup Series and be comfortable to win races, I think it's different than what it used to be. I don't think the expectations need to be put on those guys you know, to come over here and win. I think they need to come over here and get comfortable. I don't think there's anybody that is currently over there that's going to come straight in here and win races. I think there's a lot of guys that have the potential to come over here and get settled over the 2 or 3 years, just as Chase Elliott and Eric Jones and, you know, Ryan Blaney and all those guys are. And I think from a marketing side, they get so much pressure put on them to win. And you know, I don't think that's fair with the way that the Xfinity Series is now, not having the Cup drivers in their series as much. And I watched the truck race last night. That race would have been won from, you know, if Kyle was in that race would have been won on the top. And the top groove would have been run in way faster, just, you know, from somebody who was comfortable to go up there. And it's kind of monkey see, monkey do. When you see that guy do it and he's comfortable up there and making lap time and doing those types of things, then you go up there and do it and you experience those things for the first time. So, you know, I think that's just one example of the things that they don't learn that they will learn once they get here. And it's just going to take them, you know, it's just going to take more time, you know, for them to win races, in my opinion. And I think it's, you know, that's just the new norm with the way that the process is set up through the trucks and the Xfinity now.
We'll go right over here to your right and then wrap with Bob.
Dustin Albino, Front Stretch. My question is along the line of Chris's. Obviously, you do a lot of TV with last night with the truck series. How much fun is that, and what's the pressure like?
There's really no pressure. You know, I like doing the TV stuff and going up there and you know, getting that experience and trying something that you hope is what you do down the road and you know, enjoy. So you just you go up there and say what you think. It's like sitting with your buddies, watching a race on the couch and talking about racing. And you know, that's what Michael and Vince and all those guys do up there. And on pit road, they're doing the exact same things, talking about racing. So that part's easy.
And we'll wrap up with Bob.
Bob Pocker, ESPN. Did Casey's decision surprise you, or when you're talking about the grind, if you're haven't finished in the top 15 in points, or if you're 15th or worse in points over 4 or 5 years, is it just not worth the grind?
Yeah, you know, I don't know anybody's personal position, and I don't know Casey's personal position. You know, I don't. It didn't really surprise me. You know, I thought that maybe he might have another opportunity to. You know, to be in the same car or a different car or something that he could race. But, you know, it's different, especially for Casey. I mean, he's got his sprint car team. He can still go race and you know, listening to him talk about his priorities and wanting to spend more time with his family is definitely something that it can drive you to. And not running well can definitely contribute to that more than running well. It definitely changes your decision. So, you know, it's a constant evaluation of the things that you do. You know, I know for us, we're going through the same type of evaluation from what we do at this particular point and how you spend your time and the way that you manage your time. So, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, "Are you retiring?" I'm like, "No, I'm not retiring." But you're going to see a lot of decisions come out that you know, make you think that I am, but it's really all about, you know, making sure that you have your time managed and do things that, you know, make sure that family first and racing. So we'll worry about the retirement thing in a few years when we have to start thinking about that stuff.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Yep. And for everyone here, just a reminder that Kevin's in-car camera will be live on Twitter on Saturday night.